I'm Kent Bergstrom. Joe's in the CFX Morning Sun 24-hour newsroom sitting right here. And we bring in via Zoom today, we have Officer Jeff Brown with us for a little Ask the Officer, presented by Cops and Donuts Central Precinct of Mount Pleasant. Good morning to you, and how are you on this snowy Friday morning?
Good morning. I'm cold.
Cold?
The wind's really bad.
Well, that's what we were just talking about that here. We can actually feel the wind coming through the windows of the CFX studio. You're in your car, though. Where are you parked right now?
I'm parked downtown watching the snow removal and zoom in with you guys.
So you have to, first of all, we got to remind everybody, obviously, with the snowstorm to be careful today. And there's no parking and that kind of stuff, because today would be one of those snow emergency days, I assume.
Yes, it would be. And it's a good time, if you can get your vehicles off the road so these folks can get their job done and get the roads cleaned up for all of us.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. If you have time, we can answer a couple of questions today, and then we'll go from there. I got a question from Helen from Mount Pleasant. Says, is it legal to use the turn lane instead of waiting for your turn to turn into traffic? We've talked about this a lot of times. Seem to be a lot of questions about this, though.
Yes, it is illegal to use the turn lane as a merge lane. If you're on Mission or Pickard, which would probably be the two most that I come to mind with the turn lane, you need to turn and make your turn and go into the lane of travel going in the direction you wish to go. You cannot go into the turn lane and then merge over.
And you can't even pull into that one stop and then merge over, right? You're supposed to go directly across and right into the lane you want to go to.
That is correct. And the best bet is, we all know that Mission gets really busy at times. Make the right and go down the road and then make a Michigan left and come back. It's the easiest. It's the safest.
So illegal to use that turn lane for anything other than turning left.
Yes.
Let me tell you, the day I decided I'm just going to do what Jeff said. I'm going to take a right and I'm going to find a place down here where I can turn in and then take a right out of there so I can go left. The day I started driving to Mount Pleasant when there was CMU students here and I finally did that, I thought, wow, this is going to save me a lot of anger of being, I can't turn.
Let's see.
Can you do something that worked?
Yes.
Let's go to Wendy's question. It says, what's the law on making a four-wheeler able to drive on the road? Can you drive a four-wheeler on the road?
I don't know the answer to this question because we don't deal with a lot of ATVs or UTVs in the city. My suggestion to Wendy on this one would be contact the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, or the Michigan State Police Post. They would have the DNR information. I'm going to defer this question to the people who are the experts. I don't want to mislead anybody.
Now, haven't we talked about this with golf carts before, that you have to have everything on a golf cart if you're going to drive it on a city street or something like that?
Yeah, it has to have turn signals and, there's a whole bunch of requirements, lights and things of that nature. But like I said, it'd just be easier to defer it to the people who are the experts and the ones who do this every day.
Greg from Mount Pleasant wants to know if it's legal to ride in a pickup camper or a tow behind camper.
So I've actually came across this a couple times, and the answer is yes and no.
What?
Really? I know, right?
Okay.
So yes, it is legal in the state of Michigan to ride in a pickup camper. However, probably not the safest thing. But do remember that if the individual is under the age of 16, there has to be safety belts back there.
Huh.
Now, we're talking about tow-behind campers, fifth wheels, and things of that nature. It is illegal to ride in the state of Michigan in the back of those.
So my mom wasn't lying to me.
No, your mom wasn't lying. I will tell you, every state on this one is different, though. So it's important to look through the different states that do allow it and don't allow it if you're going on a family vacation.
See, that breaks a myth for me, because I thought if it was a fifth wheel, you could, but a tow behind, you can't. But it's neither one of them, you can.
Correct.
Unless it's like an RV where you're actually in the vehicle itself.
I have learned something.
Yep.
All right.
So one to look up.
One more question. Jessica from Mount Pleasant wants to know if prescription drug drop-off is available in Mount Pleasant with everything being closed. Can you still drop things off?
So our lobby is back open now. Okay. Prior to that, and if we do go through another phase of the COVID lockdowns, you can always call us. If you come to the Mount Pleasant Police Department, you can always call us and we'll come out and get them from you and take care of them for you.
Just to review, what are some of the other places around real close to us that you can drop things off? I know you can do it at the police offices at the public safety building, but...
The Mount Pleasant Public Safety Building, the Tribal Police Department has one, and so does Clare County. Clare County Sheriff's Department has one as well. Those are the three that I know that are close.
And then I know there are some that just pop up here and there where they'll do a collection here or there on certain days. Mm-hmm. But those are the ones you can go to at any time to drop off those prescriptions if you want to just dispose of them properly.
Yeah.
What else should we know today? Because we appreciate you answering these questions that our listeners have sent in. So,
well, a couple of things that Joe touched on it a little bit earlier. You know, this is the time we're going to have a real cold snap by the looks of things. I saw zero and negative, which is why we measure in zero and negative. I have no idea. But to remember to put some extra clothes in your car, you know, extra hats, gloves, a coat, maybe a blanket in case you slide off into the ditch. You know, you can't keep water because it'll freeze, but you can keep some extra granola bars or snacks and to make sure that your phone is working properly. And if you do go in the ditch, make sure that you call for help and we'll come out as fast as we can. The last thing, just to remind people, is it's a good time to remember our animals. You know, don't leave your dogs outside or your cats outside too long and make sure that their water is fresh and they have access to running water and to bring them inside where they can get some shelter.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. As always, we appreciate you answering the questions. Anybody's invited to send a question in through the WCFX.com website. You just click on the Ask the Officer link. But you stay safe, especially in this snow out there. Yeah. And, you know, continuing to help everybody. And no parking in the city right now on the streets.
Right. Just they're pretty close to getting done. So they're almost there.
Nice. Perfect. We appreciate your time. It's Officer Jeff Brown from the Mount Pleasant Police Department. Ask the Officer, presented by Cops and Donuts Central Precinct of Mount Pleasant, with today's best music, 95.3 CFX.